This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Prospects for a Gaza ceasefire appeared slim on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday flat out rejected what he said were Hamas's demands for a potential truce. Netanyahu said the Palestinian Islamist group wanted the removal of all Israeli forces from Gaza and a permanent end to the fighting, which would leave Hamas in power. He said, quote, the state of Israel cannot accept that. Hamas, meanwhile, blamed Israel for the impasse. In a statement, Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh accused Netanyahu of, quote, sabotaging efforts made through the mediators.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Trucks carrying humanitarian aid drove into Gaza through Erez Crossing in southern Israel on Sunday. Reuters footage also showed aid packages delivered airdropped into Gaza. Israel reopened Erez checkpoint, the sole crossing on the northern edge of the Gaza Strip, last week, allowing aid trucks to pass following U.S. demands to do more to address the growing humanitarian crisis. Israel has ordered the local offices of Qatar's Al Jazeera satellite news network to close. The move on Sunday escalates a long-running feud between the broadcaster and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline government. Al Jazeera went off Israel's main satellite and cable providers in the hours after the order. However, its website and multiple online streaming links were still operating on Sunday. The network has reported the Israeli-Hamas war nonstop since the militants' initial cross-border October 7th attack and has maintained 24-hour coverage in the Gaza Strip amid Israel's grinding ground offensive.